And it was like to
I
describe
thought
it.
you were gonna say something else.
Hot as fuck. It's 100 motherfucking degrees and I'm over it. I feel like I am in the Juvenile album. It's 400 degrees.
It's getting hot for
That is
Nelly.
not the song.
Talking about Nelly.
I mean, when I say skip the whole vibe,
Talking about Nelly.
I know. I mean, I went from one of your favorite albums ever, 400
Yeah, I love
degrees,
it.
and you jumped Nelly.
Hey, I mean, I just love Juvenile. And I
But
just love
this show
Nelly.
anniversary for backing that ass up 25
It
years later, and you
is.
just ain't even gonna
Yep.
recognize you. Well, as you can see, we with the shits tonight, so we already done got sidetracked. But
Right.
it's Michael with. Welcome
Tatiana.
to another wonderful Watch for the Hook Wednesdays with the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, folks, we are going to tap back in to a oldie but goodie. So, and listen to some of our back episodes. We had a lyrical gem that we released back in November 2022. Honestly, crazy thing is the episode number is 22.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, episode 22. It was called Delayed, Not Denied.
That's been almost 2 years.
Ain't that crazy?
That's crazy.
We are almost 100 episodes past that.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to rehash.
No, I wouldn't say rehash.
Well, let's update.
Right.
Let's update Delayed.
Fresh perspective.
Yes, fresh perspective on Delayed, Not Denied. But we're going to call this one. You in the right building, but you in the wrong damn room. And I got my inspiration from my lovely wife that's sitting right next to me. She went off on a tangent about being in the right building, but being in the wrong room.
That's the equivalent of what's the old adage? Close but no cigar.
Yeah, you thought you were people that like cigars and they don't even like to smoke.
No, won't smell it.
And so what we're looking at, like even right now, like you said, we keep it a buck, but always is keeping the buck. Come by www.watch4, the number 4, thehook.com. Close out your summer shopping with your back to school gear. Some very unique perspective
Fresh teas.
from a black-owned company, black designers,
Oh yeah,
black
absolutely.
love.
Yeah.
We bliggity blink all the way around.
That's absolutely 100% true.
So www.watch4, the number 4, thehook.com. And so when we're talking about you can be in the right building but be in the wrong room, I mean, like right now we're looking at just around the atmosphere that we deal with. There are people that are trying to reach other people that may not be in their atmosphere. You know, I think right now a lot of things are people are throwing shit at the wall and to see what sticks. Just like, you trying, I'm trying to get this, I'll get that. Where's the focus?
And I mean, I'm definitely not trying to interrupt or interject. However, I think in a sense, right? You do have to do that, right? But it has to be done strategically. And with that, I mean, if you're like planning a specific something, like a specific event, function, a drop, a release, right?
Yeah,
Anything.
product launch, all that
Yeah,
kind of stuff.
anything. Lunch, new design, you know, new color palette, because we witnessed you,
Oh, yeah,
right?
listen.
We've witnessed some of that too.
Listen, we flipped the script a few times ourselves.
Yeah, and
We
we've
ain't.
watched people draw inspiration. See, that's me putting it nicely. You like to do. They draw an inspiration off of like conversations we've had, things we've shared, right? Mentor mentee perspective. But I done went on left field to go back to the point at home. It's cool to take different approaches, but if you try to take so many approaches and so many pivots for this one particular item, and remember, we just said the item could have been a color palette, it could have been a product launch. It could have been a new design, a new partnership, anything, event. If you try to sit up there and take too many approaches, too many pivots, streamlined to this one item, now you're throwing shit at the wall. Does that make sense?
In the words of the customer, I'm confused.
I'm confused.
What y'all doing?
What you doing?
What am I here for?
What, and then sometimes you get people saying, okay, so what are you not doing? Because it might be easier and quicker for you to answer it reverse because you're doing too damn much. So does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's cool to pivot and take different approaches. Maybe you should try the pivot and the different approaches.
Next time.
Boy, see, that's why I married you.
Damn, I'm glad to hear you say that. I think that might be the first time in history.
Might not never hear that shit again.
On recording, mm-hmm. You said, the reason I married you because, nigga, you smart. Now, I think she done said I'm a little cute sometimes. She said I'm a little smart right there, so I'm going to take that one.
You want to take it and run?
I'm going to take that and run. Shit, I'm Shikari-ing that shit right now. Damn, gone. 100-yard dash, out.
But I'm just, you hit the nail on the head. Sometimes you need to save some of that for next time. Because you're trying to do all of that now. And you confusing folks.
There are two things that when you was talking about that gave me some ideas. The first one was imitation is the biggest form of flattery.
Yeah.
That's an old adage I've heard.
That's still very true.
And then there's a such thing called overkill.
Done. You're doing too much.
When you try to make sure that this is a splash.
That is a success.
Yes. And you get to the point where you have confused a customer that may be trying to rock with you, learn about you, attend whatever you're trying to do, they might be like, so what am I here for again?
Right. Or just trying to grasp that concept. Like, they might have been right there on the edge, or they're like, okay, I can do this might be something for me, whether it's I want to wear this design. I want to wear these colors because these colors are outside of my norm, right?
Speaking of colors and outside your norm, not like we're going to kill them with this one, but God damn it, they still alive.
And it's crazy because the whole time I was talking about throwing too much at the wall, that phrase just kept circling my head. Like, that is a miss for you.
A few misses.
It's a lot of misses rolled up into one.
You know, you can have, you know, like, I don't, like, I'm not a gun owner. I never shot a gun. But when some people go and they shoot guns, they're target practice gets worse with the gun that has the more rounds in it. So if they got a gun that maybe has 12 shots in it, they might have a better percentage or a better looking shot pattern than gun with 200 rounds
because
the kickback is hard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people out here shooting 200 rounds and missing the whole target.
Tearing up the whole paper, but the part you need to.
They didn't hit the paper. Right. They didn't hit everything around the paper.
Everything around.
They bring the body.
It's in harm's way.
They bring their little body outlined up. That motherfucker still clean.
I mean, it's like, sadly, that's true. And I have to use us as an example because remember, we're all about pulling the curtain back and transparency here. And I honestly feel like that's something we have stuck to. I honestly feel like sometimes we've probably been too transparent. But it's truthful because just like you celebrate your wins, like sometimes people don't always need to hear about your wins to keep going, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they need to hear about the faults.
Yeah. I mean, this is episode 114.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and listen to episode 113, is your business thriving, surviving, or dying?
Right.
We tell you about ours.
Right.
We ain't hiding nothing, you know.
All of them.
I'm going to tell you like this. As great as Watch for the Hook is, business headache wise, it ain't the biggest one.
No.
Right now, it ain't the biggest one.
That's a whole nother episode, but we can go back to this one and we talking about you the right room.
Yeah.
Right building, wrong room.
Yeah.
But even with like early on or a year or two ago, we were talking about one individual, and I love her to death. Oh my gosh, she was the best thing since sliced bread. He helped open our eyes to life. She was like just in talking to y'all. Reading everything, viewing everything you have going and what you're doing. Are you, what did she say, Mike? Are you trying to cure cancer?
Damn sure was right.
Did she not say that?
No.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
And damn sure ain't period it yet.
No. And then we realized, I'm like, oh, you told me an old. Okay, I'm gonna strike that comment I was about to make. You basically told me you're doing too much.
Yeah. And it was crazy because.
Streamline it, fix it.
Yeah, that was, yeah, like I said, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We redesigned the website.
Yeah.
We took it a different route. And, you know, even in that aspect right now, it tamed us on what we do design-wise.
It did. It streamlined us.
Yeah. It took us, like, honestly, we were trying to put out, what, six to eight designs a year.
It streamlined us. It helped us become more focused, less anxious, still just as proud. But just a different sense of fulfillment, you know?
Yeah, because when I talk about that, you in the right building, but you're in the wrong room, like, apparel-wise, I walk around in retail stores and I feel the garments that they putting out. And they charging
way more.
Because we know if somebody is charging you $28 for, let's say, a t-shirt, we already know the back end, they only paid a dollar for it.
Yeah, because of the quantity and everything.
So they done ordered 10,000 of them $1 t-shirts. And then they turned around and sell them for $28 a piece minimum. Like, hey, man, they making like $30,000 off a dollar t-shirt. And like,
making all the money.
And then you want to get upset with the small black-owned business that's asking for, like, I'm going to keep us a buck. Our new design, the front and back shirt, we asking for 40.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody might be saying, man, that's a bit much. But they in the big retail store asking for 35, and they only giving you a chest lapel shirt.
Yep.
We giving you a chest lapel with a back design.
Yep.
So I'm honestly going to be 100 with you. We giving you more bang for your buck.
Right.
And we helping out on the shipping.
Absolutely. Don't forget that part.
I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Like I say, when we having these discussions in the building, and maybe in the wrong room.
Right, right.
We giving these facts.
Yeah.
The same facts. And people look and be like, I just don't think I can do that right now. You do it for everybody else.
Sure do. Without hesitation.
Like you'll walk into a place that will sell you a $120 hoodie. It's still cotton.
Yeah. Because, I mean, yeah. There are no nylon. No, let me stop.
It's
the same.
It's still the same. Material is still the same. They're overpricing you, and you're okay. That's about being in the building. What we're telling you all is, we in this room.
Mm-hmm.
We in the rooms. With the rooms of the people who get the boxes that we get the same boxes.
Yeah.
And when we saying we in the, when you in the right building in the wrong room, somebody will say, well, yeah, like that shirt because it was made by so-and-so. Sad part is you don't know that so-and-so company owns four other companies that you're still buying from.
Yep.
It's an umbrella. That's when we talk about you in the right building, but you in the wrong room.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving you the inside cap. Like, people want to talk that talk. We start to saying, oh.
Really now?
You ain't looked in the back, have you?
Move that curtain.
Oh, when I walked into that store and my child said, I need this. And I go look and I walk to the register and I see the same boxes. It's at my house.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's how I just got put in yesterday. Yeah.
Mm. But your shirt, 40, 45. With one design,
mm-hmm.
we give you 40 for two designs, the front and the back, and damn, that $40 design run about that goddamn store. Ain't
right. It? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's 17 billion percent profit on there.
That's when we're talking about it. We're talking about that focusing on to be in the right room. To be in the right room,
mm-hmm.
you got to understand what room you need to be in.
Exactly. Which Some people may hear this and be like, how does it align to throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks? Focus.
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 See who is really for you or your business.
Focus.
You know, the focus, listen, an invite is cool. An acceptance is better. But being right for you is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it a buck. We've been to some places we didn't need to be.
No, didn't.
But you know why?
Like, why am I here again?
Because you need to see what it was like.
No.
Maybe it then helped you turn around and focus.
I mean, let's put it like this. Like, one time, we got to an event where that I think it was like a mental health, mental awareness type of event.
Nothing against that.
Nothing against that. But we were supposed to vend and sell apparel.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist. I go to one. But I don't know.
You do not go to a psychiatrist. Wait.
A therapist.
Yeah.
I go to a therapist.
Like, wait, you're not taking scripts?
Yeah, but tell me this. If I go to if I'm the type of person and I'm going somewhere that's bringing my mood down, would I be in the mood to shop?
I would think not, but also that type of event. It wasn't necessarily to bring the mood down. That's not the intent, right? The intent is to share resources for individuals that have these type of similarities that in essence it does, you know, translate over to a down mood, right?
Yeah.
So no, I'm not coming up, like, I'm not in that, like, yeah.
When you hear, when I say I'm at an event and I'm listening to people talk about the hardships they've been through in life.
This is like mental health, mental illness.
Does that
substance abuse?
Unless you're selling.
Violent crime.
Unless you're selling apparel that says stop the violence or something else like that. Yeah. I don't know if that would trigger you to buy us.
Exactly. Even though we do have positive messages.
Yeah.
It's not for that type of event.
It's not focused for that. And we've been to those events. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we paid the fee. We had a good time. We told everybody thank you.
Absolutely. Great connection.
But financially, it was not a win for us.
Yeah.
And that's not to downplay, because at the end of the day, we're still a for-profit business on all sides.
Absolutely.
All sides are for-profit. And so that's one of the things when you're in the building, but you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
You had to learn from that. So going forward, like, hey, you know, if you want to just go hang out and attend,
that's cool. Yeah, and support.
But for vending, no.
Right, because with vending, there is an expectation of spending
and making money back.
Right.
And then sometimes we can't even keep it a buck. You can be in the right building, be in the wrong room based on the vendor price.
Child, I just had to laugh because that is true. That is absolutely true.
I mean.
This ain't gonna work.
Like, sometimes.
Sometimes it's too expensive. Sometimes it was so inexpensive that everybody came.
Yeah.
Now, does that make sense what I'm saying? Yeah.
You can price out your customer before they even get there.
Uh-huh.
Building.
Yep.
You're in the building of vending. But you price yourself out. Somebody in the room.
Yeah.
You're in a room with nobody attending.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that always, like I said, and this was, like I said, this is a part two of going back into delay, not deny, because we're talking on the aspect of you can be in the right building and be in the wrong room because you felt like you had to force an issue. Instead of accepting being delayed, you forced the issue, and then you got hit with the hook, and now you feel like you've been denied.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is rough. That will fool with you in the wrong type of space.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn around and you're like, man, I've been doing this, doing that, I've been doing this, and I've done that, and you're not seeing the gains from it, it's because you might have just been shooting the wrong shot.
That's right.
There are certain things in life that we have learned in business owners. You can fight as hard as you can. You can throw all whatever you can throw. It may just not work.
Right. Because it may not.
Because you wasn't at the right place.
Right. And then you might need to focus more.
Like I said, you can spray. And I mean, just take it from a painter's advantage perspective. If I'm trying to spray a wall and I just spray all over the place. I mean, I didn't put no tape down to mark it.
Coverage. It's coverage.
I'm spraying for coverage. But not for the right texture. Not for the right look. What the hell did I just do?
You made a mess is what you did.
See that way? You see, not that way you go. That right there is a word. I just made a whole mess.
Made a mess.
And then what happens with that mess I just made? Somebody got to clean it up.
Somebody got to clean it up. And now it's been a cost, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen. Shit, goddamn, she just said it. Gonna cost you.
Gonna cost you.
One way or the other.
Yep.
Me and Ms. Parker have sat there just giving y'all some free, easy game. Like, sometimes it's okay to pull back.
Yeah. Shit, sometimes you gotta say no.
Tabernacle.
No. Ain't nothing personal. It's just no. Because your building may be an okay building, but your invite to whatever you hosting in this building might not be the right room for me.
And I've also told you another thing about being in the right room, being in the right building, being in the wrong room, reciprocation.
I almost turned my mic over.
Reciprocation.
I'm just going to push the mic over.
Those folks who are continually to show up for you, it's okay to be nice.
Boy.
It's okay to say, hey, this one on me.
Boy, yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
that's a lost art right there.
I mean, and we talked about the episode, the art of support and reciprocation. Like, those are two back episodes. You should go check those out too. And we just tell y'all, hey, man, this is not some stuff we're making up.
Yeah.
These are real life events,
experiences,
situations. Multiple, not just one of them.
Yeah.
It ain't just one that happened. This has been time again. And sometimes y'all might be like, well, why the hell y'all ain't learned y'all lesson yet? I said, because maybe from different people.
Yep.
Maybe from different companies.
Different forms.
Yeah, different forms of what happens with us.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you don't fall down the same well twice.
Yeah.
Sometimes the well in different spots.
That's right.
It might not have even been a well. You might have thought you had straight support upon
it. Yeah, that's what I'm like. It could have been, you know, not a whale. It could have been just a different situation. But by the time you go back and reflect, then you can start to draw similarities, because clearly it wasn't obvious enough for it to be raised as a red flag in the beginning.
This my boy, what I made Logic say, he had to see it. And then you saw it through and you said, man, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I wasted my time.
Time, energy, and effort.
The most valuable thing that I can never get back. But it's an experience.
It is.
And one thing me and Ms. Parker has always tried to talk with each other about and give insight and look is that, what did we learn from this? Whether it was a hit or whether it was a miss.
Absolutely.
What can we take from this?
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward to either not replicate or replicate or advise left, right, up, down.
That's right.
Where do we go?
Yep.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's absolutely a lot.
And when you think about when you get to the building, some of these buildings ain't even pretty.
Nope.
Some of them might be a little decrepit.
That's right.
But you got to take the chance on. First of all, you got to get into the building.
Yep. Got to get the address to the building.
Oh, you said the address. Oh, you done took it a step further. See, that's what I'm talking about.
The address to the building. See,
sometimes you got
to
get the address and the invite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Address, invite. Get there. Get in. Figure out where you belong.
Yep.
Because sometimes you'll go in the room and you'll be like, ooh, damn, where I'm supposed to be.
Right.
You walk back out, you see a couple other signs.
Mm-hmm.
Now I need to go.
Yep. Address, invite, acceptance, attend.
Well, Ms. Parker, I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
As always, you said I was sexy and smart. I take that all day, every day.
That's funny.
But hey, at the end of the day, when you find in the building, just understand what room you need to be in.
Yep, absolutely.
We'll catch y'all next time.